B-Pod Studios.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
Okay, The Bachelorette. Let's talk about it. Let's get right into this Dirty Laundry. Because Claire Crawley's premiere really is good TV, but it's very confusing. Here's the deal. After months of hints, leaks, and rumors, finally, Claire Crawley is the Bachelorette. She meets all the guys. Mm-hmm. But she basically tells Chris Harrison that she's pretty much picked the guy. Here's what she had to say. This is about Dale. He's Dale Moss, a former pro football receiver from South Dakota.
Did you say you think you may have just met your husband?
Yeah. Every other guy I felt confident with. But with Dale, everything else went dark around me. I don't even know what I just said. Did I sound okay? Did I say anything at all?
Whoa.
Whoa, she's coming in hot. Nuts.
She screwed up.
Yeah, that's like...
She made the Cardinals sin.
She did.
Fall in love on the first day.
Yeah, you're supposed to tease it out for like 14 episodes,
yes.
Claire.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. I think she picks him right away. She's like, I'm not going to kiss all these guys.
Right.
Silly lady. And she's going to go off with Dale, and she's going to be replaced by Tayshia Adams.
Wow, they're booting her off the show because she found
bringing in the backup.
Chris Harrison said that he's never dealt with anything like this in Bachelor history. And
you know what happened? Because my wife was watching this last night.
Yep.
Because it was the most explosive Bachelorette ever.
Yes.
Because of the COVID, they cast the show.
Yes.
And then had to shut down production.
Yep.
So in that interim, they had time to Google him look him up on Facebook and get in touch. And so she kind of got in touch with all the, she knew who was cast on the show already.
Yeah. You know what I love about that?
He knows everything?
Yeah, well, his wife was watching.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Well, I was trying to watch Tuesday Night Football, Bob.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you know.
Here's what happened. My wife was watching.
How about those bills?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
All right.
I think
well, good for Claire.
I guess that's the whole point. Why are we upset? Yeah,
right.
Like, it's like, that's the point. She has to find love and get married.
Yeah.
But once
but
they do.
Not the first episode.
Yes, I know.
Kick that's, some tires around.
I know.
Jump in a hot tub or something.
Yes. I know.
That's the problem now.
All right.
All right.
Speaking of kicking the tires, just an update on Dominic West and Lily James.
Mm.
Tried her out a little bit. She tried him out.
Did you kick her tires?
Yeah, they were scooting around Rome together, canoodling and kissing and drinking wine. The only problem is Lily James, who played Cinderella, Dominic West, who was in The Wire.
Yeah.
Dominic West, very married,
very
10
married.
Years, yeah. 4 kids.
Uh-huh.
And the update is he and his wife went home from Rome, went to England, did a couple of mea culpas.
Mm-hmm.
They walked out of their castle. They live in a castle.
She didn't kick him out of the castle.
She didn't kick, not yet.
How about that?
But
yeah.
They said to reporters, our marriage is strong, and they posed for pictures and kissed.
Wow.
All right, great. I love a story that's wrapped up so neatly.
You know what? You're right, Brian. You got Claire finding love.
Yeah.
You know, he went home, found his true love.
What do you think?
All wrapped up.
What do you think dinner is like at Dominic West's house right now? Do you think it's quiet?
One of those really long castle tables.
Yeah. I think you can hear a pee drop.
I mean, my goodness, that's going to be uncomfortable.
That's a little awkward.
I mean, pass the salt.
A great joke, by the way. It's a good punchline. You can't tell the beginning.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Google
it. Oh, yeah. All right, Google that one.
All right, Google. Pass the salt?
Yes. I meant to say pass the salt.
Okay, I will Google that while we do this. Fun stuff.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.